This might come as a shock to some older men, but a lot of younger women seek a partner in the older generation. A lot of girls don't want to date guys their own age for a variety of different reasons, some being personal and some being they just don't want to deal with their own generation. Now, it can be daunting for you to navigate yourself around the dating scene, especially if you are way out of your comfort zone and seeking out a woman who is a lot younger than you. It's important to understand that there are some women who will be straight up and they will let you know if she's into you. And there are some women who appear to be a little bit more shy when it comes to letting you know what's on her mind and in her heart. So how do you know what a girl is feeling towards an older man? Well, we've looked into this for you and asked the questions so you don't have to avoid those awkward silences at all costs. Here we go, like and subscribe. Time. She wants to spend her time with you. Now, the more time a girl wants to spend with you, the more she actually likes you. Even if you're not going anywhere special, maybe you're not really doing anything interesting or entertaining, she will still want to tag along just so she can be in your company. Need to go to the store? She will go with you. Need to go get your hair cut and pay a bill at the bank? Well, best believe that she will be sitting happy in the passenger seat. Younger girls love to spend time with older men that they like, regardless of the length of time or the destination. Now, it's not just about going places either. If you need to do things around the house or you just want to chill and watch TV for a few hours, she will be more than happy to sit beside you or cuddle. The more she likes you, the more she would just want to be in your presence. However, don't get confused and think that means you don't have to put in a little bit of effort when you do spend time together. It's important to make equal effort, but we'll get into that further along in today's video. Maturity. A lot of young women don't actually want to talk to you 24 hours of the day, despite the stereotype of them constantly being on their phones, texting, calling, FaceTiming their friends and family and love interests. In fact, the idea that older men are too busy running a business or working hard so that they can't be on their phones is very attractive to younger women. Talk about ambition and hard work. Who wants to constantly text someone anyway? Surely if you're always on your phone, then you're not paying attention to the other things that should be more important to you, like your job. Simple forms of communication is the only thing women are looking for when it comes to dating older guys. A quick, "Hey babe, I'm in and out of meetings today, so I'll check in when I can." This goes a long way, especially if a lady is feeling insecure and starts overthinking that you're not replying because you're with someone else or you've lost interest in her. Now, a part of being mature is putting the effort into planning dates for the two of you. None of this, "I don't know, what do you want to do" type of stuff. We don't like that vibe. It shows your maturity and interest in a girl if you go out of your way to plan even the most simplest of dates, which could be a simple picnic in the park. A date doesn't have to be the most expensive thing. It's just about putting the time and effort into each other and showing that you want to spend time with her. A lot of younger guys think that a girl sat beside them on the bed whilst they play video games and watch TV is a date, and it's not. It's a pastime that's not fun or engaging at all. Guys her age are immature. I can literally, feel those eye rolls from all the ladies right now. Women do not want to babysit their partner in any shape or form, so being more mature sets you apart from the crowd massively. If they wanted a child, they would have one, but we don't, we want partners. So guys, if you're worried that you don't have much to offer women of the younger generation, fear not. Your age puts you in a league of your own without any effort. She will make it known that she doesn't like guys her own age by making different comments like, "Oh, he just plays video games all day," or things like, "My friend's boyfriend just sits at home all day and he doesn't even work." Now, it's a very well-known fact that younger guys love to play mind games with girls because they still have the mindset of treat them mean, keep them keen. And as women have grown up, they've stepped away from this false narrative and completely given up with their own generation of guys. Nobody wants to wake up every day wondering what mind game they will get that day. Everyone wants a happy and simple life, and if you're gonna go out of your way to make things as difficult as possible for no reason, girls will not look at you twice. A close circle. When a girl likes you, she will start to introduce you to her close friends and people who are important to her. Younger women have that mindset of, "My best friend has to approve of you and then we can date." So if she's mentioned that you are meeting the BFF, then it's a good sign that you are in there and possibly moving on to the next step. There's a bit of stigma though that younger girls are a little embarrassed if they are dating an older man. Let's just put that to bed right now. They're not embarrassed. If they were, they definitely would not be wanting to introduce you to important people in their lives. If she mentioned meeting the parents, then you should 100% feel comfortable in knowing that she likes you, and that is a huge step and a good step to take. The questions. Younger women will ask a range of questions to gauge what's going on in your mind and what your thoughts on the future are. It's gonna seem pretty annoying at first, but take it as a compliment that she has taken an interest in things about you and your life, which means she likes you. Past relationships. All girls want to know why your past relationship ended so that they can see how not to be should you enter in a new relationship. If you broke up because your ex didn't make the effort you wanted, best believe that they will do everything in their power to show you that they will make that effort. They will also ask about past relationships so that they can compare themselves and what they have to offer. And yeah, it kind of sounds silly, I know, but it's a girl thing. How was your day? If a girl likes you, then she will take an interest in your daily activity. She will want to know about that stressful meeting that you went through or that traffic jam that you got stuck in for 2 hours. Knowing these things allows younger women to gauge what mood you are in so that they can try to make you feel better. Now, you might think that your day has been boring and she's not going to be interested, but trust me, she will be. If she likes you, any little detail that you tell her will intrigue her. And it shows that you trust her and she will learn all of these little things about you. Are you busy? If a girl asks if you are busy, it's because she's trying to figure out if you have any spare time to spend with her. She's trying to see if you're free to hang out with her without actually asking you and running the risk of being rejected. We understand the nerve-wracking feeling of trying to date someone who isn't in your age range, but hopefully, after hearing today's signs, then you can see that you have nothing to fear. You're not on the bench because you're older than her. In fact, you're probably the quarterback that she's drooling over. So pretend to be confident to get out there and start chatting to those lovely ladies that are giving you the eye. You will be pleasantly surprised by how many young women are also looking for a more mature older man. So happy dating.